Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. A prayer of confession. Lord Jesus, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to you. I confess that I have neglected your command to make disciples. I have been content to keep the light of your gospel hidden. I have valued my comfort over your kingdom, my security over your power, and my reputation over your glory. Forgive me, Lord, for my unbelief in the power of your gospel and for my lack of faith in your promises. Jesus, ignite my desire for your coming kingdom, that my faith would be renewed and my hope strengthened. Let your light shine in me, that others may see my good works and glorify you. Amen. The word of the Lord from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament, Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. The same day Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. So too the second and third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her. But Jesus answered them, You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. A prayer of adoration. God, I adore you that you are not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. The resurrection of the dead is not only a future hope, but a present reality. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not dead, but alive. And I too will live, because you have conquered death. The Word of the Lord from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, my Lord, along with the psalmist, I marvel at your glory in the heavens and at the honor you have given to humanity. I know that I am limited. I feel my weakness. Yet, although I am dust, you have made me in your very own image. Indeed, according to this psalm, every single human being displays your majesty and reflects your glory. Help me today to see every person I meet as they truly are, full of dignity, worthy of honor, made to exercise dominion. As I see your image in them, let it draw my mind and soul to worship you, acknowledging how majestic your name is in all the earth. And now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.